Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your fucking ears and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for downloading this and making it the soundtrack of your miserable goddamn day. I appreciate that. And there's a couple other people that appreciate it. With me, as always, a bald man and a guy named Steve.
Yeah, I'm not the bald man.
No, you're not Steve. Steve, you're just the guy named Steve, and Frank, you're the bald man. How you guys doing tonight? Frank, how are you?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Fucking spitfire right out of the gate. Steve, how are you doing?
I'm wondering why Frank is so comfortable asking a question. How are you with what's up, everybody?
Yeah, I'm directing it towards him, but meanwhile, it's like he just fucking slid out on the stage with fucking tap shoes.
And that's ping pong right there. That's like Seoul, South Korea ping pong.
That's exactly what it is. Just throw it right back. Just throw it right back. Frank, why so aloof?
I'm just saying hello to everybody. How's your week been so far?
Frank, don't be humble. We know that today was a big day for you. You, and I know that you don't want to share this, but I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you. You told me this in confidence. And Steve, I want to share it with you, and I want to share it with the listeners.
Okay.
Frank has done something that he has not done in 15 years.
Learn something that he needs to use in life?
Not yet, but soon.
Oh.
But soon.
I thought he learned Photoshop.
No. Okay. Frank, why don't you tell us the triumph that you've experienced today?
No. I was just referring to an automobile?
Yes. Well, I mean, unless there's some other huge triumph that you've tackled.
I washed a car. Washed my car with soap and hose.
Soap and hose.
Usually someone will say they have a huge accomplishment. Milestone, it's the big sale, the elusive account. They couldn't land at work. They finally got that big catfish. They finished a deck. They pieced together their commemorative rifle that was handed down to them by their grandfather. Frank washed his fucking car today.
No, I mean, you got to remember, I had a car that I never washed, and for some reason I'm hitting a lot of bugs because I have a lot of bee thoraxes and stuff on my car. And for some reason, I'm hitting a lot of insects, so I figured I had to wash my car. And I went to Pep Boys, Manny Moe and Jack. And
what? Wait, hold on. Where did you go?
Manny Moe and Jack, Pep Boys.
Oh, we don't have that by me.
I've heard of Pep Boys, but what's the Manny Moe and Jack?
Well, you know there's three guys in Pep Boys, Manny Moe and Jack.
You know, I don't know them. I don't have a franchise.
So you're saying Pep Boys and then naming the mascot?
Yeah, Manny, Moe, and Jack.
Is that part of a jingle, or is that part of the name of the store?
Oh, I've never heard that jingle.
Is this like when pieces of shit say Panera Bread instead of Panera? Is that what it is?
It's sort of like Snap, Crackle, and Pop for Rice Krispies, only Manny, Moe, and Jack.
So when you eat Rice Krispies, do you say, when someone says, hey, Frank, what'd you have for breakfast? Not that anybody would ever give a shit or guess anything other than chocolate chip cookies and gum.
But ice cream and donuts on a hot waffle.
I just had some Trident and a bowl of Rice Krispies, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Is that how you would do it? You have to say the mascots?
No, I just said it because I think of it when I say it.
Do you ever listen to the Beatles, or do you listen to
fuck. John Paul, Ringo, George, and Ringo. So anyway, you went to Manny Moe and Jack's house. Had a great goddamn time. What did you, you didn't have like a sponge and soap? No,
well, first of all, I didn't want to look too rambunctious because sometimes when people wash their car, they get all excited and they get corny. So
what I did? Wait, where is this visual coming from? People that just lose their mind washing their Datsun.
What is corny or outrageous about?
Well, sometimes when you start washing your car, you get into this like excited, feverish about, you know, getting it washed and real clean and getting all the different acumenchon to get
getting all the what?
What
acumenchon? The acumenchon?
Acumenchon?
The acumenchon.
Accoutrement?
Accoutrement, yeah.
I thought it was acumenchon.
Wait, I have a question for Frank. Did you just clean the outside or did you clean the outside and inside?
First I just did the outside.
Slow down, Steve. Don't get too rambunctious.
Okay, I'm
That's
sorry.
The mistake a lot of people make washing a car.
I'm excited hearing about the car washing.
So what I did was I didn't want to – I knew I had to go to Pep Boys to get my supplies, but I didn't want to get everything there because I didn't want to look like I was too excited to wash the car. So I bought the bucket elsewhere. I bought the bucket at Lowe's to make sure – because I didn't want to look too excited going into Pep Boys.
Oh, wait. So you're compartmentalizing your purchases. You bought a bucket at Lowe's. Well, weren't you suspicious that someone might think you're using the bucket for nefarious purposes?
No, because I don't know if you've ever been to Lowe's, but they have like it looks like a spackle bucket, but it says Lowe's on it. It's like $2.50 or something like that. You'll see them like on the end cap or something.
Yeah, they usually find those in any episode on Investigation Discoveries under like a loose slab in the basement. Then they find the hand with the wedding ring on it in one of those fucking spackle buckets. So you bought one of those just so you can get the sponge wet, get the soap going. But you didn't buy it at Pep Boys. Manny Moe and Jack didn't make $5 off you because you didn't want to look too eager.
Yeah, I didn't want to look too eager. So I bought the bucket at Lowe's and I bought everything else at Pep Boys. And the funny thing is, at Pep Boys, when I purchased my stuff, they ended up giving me a free bucket anyway. So I didn't have to buy the
You didn't look
bucket.
Excited enough. They didn't think you had who. First of all, where is this idea of excitement coming?
Yeah.
And also,
I'm still wondering. This is the most boring conversation.
But also, no. The thing
what
is,
do you want to talk about fuckface?
Whoa! What's it? I'm noticing a rift between you two.
I want to. You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about how you just bought the cleaning products at Pep Boys, and you're saying that you didn't want to look over rambunctious.
I didn't want to look overzealous.
Okay, overzealous has about cleaning your car.
Has anybody ever looked that way?
Here's the thing. You didn't want to buy the bucket because you wanted to look experienced in
washing. That's it. You're right. That's the word. That's the word.
You didn't want to look like
bought the bucket elsewhere.
That's what it is.
Because you didn't want to reveal that, no, you were buying cleaning products and the bucket because this is the first time you've ever washed your car.
Right.
That's what it is. Right. Oh, you fucking sad dope.
You hit it right on the head.
You didn't want to look like a rookie.
I know I did. I could see through the.
And they gave you the bucket. They knew that you were a piece of shit who doesn't wash his car. And Frank, you
That's
act like.
I renewed the whole thing because Frank gave it away.
Thing is, you act like there's other things to buy. Like you'd be buying all these things. But truthfully, you bought a bucket at Lowe's and you bought fucking soap at Pep Boys.
Right, but you don't understand.
And you wasted money on going.
What's confusing is they have like the product to have like an Armor All multi purpose auto cleaner. And on the thing, it says cleans upholstery, carpeting, vinyl, leather. So here I'm saying to myself, great, I have this one product. We'll do everything.
That's right. It armors all.
Right. Yes. But then you look to the right, and there's an Armor All product strictly for leather, an Armor All product strictly for carpet, an Armor All. And I'm saying to myself, well, if this one – if Armor All sells a product that's multi-purpose, that does everything, why are they selling individual items for specific components of the car?
You know why? Frank, you know why they're doing all those things? Because all these people going out, washing their goddamn cars, going to Pep Boys, buying all this shit. Yeah! I got a Nissan and it's dirty! Let's go get some fucking Armor All and the leather. We gotta clean the leather. Do they have a tape deck cleaner?
Don't buy the bucket.
Is there anything special for glove boxes? I don't care. I want the glove box only.
Frank didn't buy a pair of dice today.
Hold on. And then Frank comes along, the voice of reason. Hold on. You're too excited. You're far too excited for this. Buy the armor all at Walmart and come back here for the leather. So what did you do? I mean, you obviously just bought the armor all because it's all, and they have the other shit for fucking idiots.
What I did was I didn't buy everything. I didn't buy the armor all brand. What I did was I found a company that made a multi-purpose cleaner, but ensured that they made nothing else. You understand what I'm saying? I found a company that made a multi-purpose cleaner that did everything, but they didn't make everything else like Armor All does. So I said to myself, well, this must be the right company because here they are.
They have faith in their product everything.
They have faith in their multi-purpose cleaner.
What's the brand?
I don't know, like Moms or something like that. I don't even know what it was.
Moms. Moms Armor All.
Frank found the cheapest one and just went with it. And he's making up excuses as to why.
He bought the brand that said, compare to Armor All.
Yes. $1.95 cheaper. Oh,
okay,
Presley.
so you bought a
but literally you could literally get a headache being in that aisle trying to find a cleaner. You could I was there for 3.5 hours trying to get the right cleaner.
Three and a half hours.
You'll get a headache.
Yeah, if you stay anywhere for 3.5 hours trying to purchase something,
even you would get confused going in an aisle in that aisle.
I don't believe so.
No, I think you would.
Well, number one. Wait, you think I would?
Like, what type of cleaning products do you use for your car?
I don't ever wash my car. I don't even. I have a nice greasy film of dust on my dashboard.
Greasy,
and I love it, and I'm very proud of it.
Well, I had that for many years, as well as lettuce particles too. But you know, I have a new car now.
Yeah, you do have a new car. Ever since somebody forced you to have a new car.
Yeah.
Did you ever say what you said to that woman? By the way, for those who don't know, Frank was involved in a disabling, is that the word for it? A terrible car accident that made him very sore and delayed his tweeting of his picture by seconds. He was unable to tweet pictures of his own feet for 25 seconds, and it was really a hardship because someone just fucking completely side-assed him, as Jimmy Rhodes would say. So they sideswiped you, pinched the car, totaled the car, and you see her in court. What did you say to her? That's what insurance is for.
Well, that's what she said to me. She said, oh my God. She says, that's what insurance. Well, that was at the accident, but then in court, I says, thanks for giving me a fucking car payment, you fucking whore. Something like that. I don't remember what I said exactly.
Classy. So here you are. You have your new car. You're washing it, taking good care of it. How long do you think this charade's going to last? Till you run out of the soap?
Well, I bought the car in December, and it's the first time I'm washing it. So, well, I actually went to a professional car. You know what? I went to a professional car wash, and you know how sometimes you go through a car wash, and there's ones that they allow you to stay in the car, and ones that you walk out of the car, and you walk along this hallway to watch your car being washed?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never done that one.
Well, I said I went to one in Summit where you had to get out of the car. And I told the guy, says, I had a bed back operation. I need to stay in the car. So they made an exception, and I stayed in the car.
You're such an asshole. You're such a wormy motherfucker.
So everybody, all the customers were looking at me saying, why is this guy staying in the car?
This is right up the same pike of you claiming to have a learning disability when people call you.
And what happened was, the funny thing is, because I stayed in the car and I didn't get out of the car, I guess when you get out of the car, you pay for it while you're in that little hallway there on the conveyor belt or whatever. But since I was in the car, I didn't pay for the car wash.
You beat the system.
No. Well, here's what happened. So I pulled out and I'm like, okay, they didn't ask for the money yet. So I pulled over to the side and pretended like I was using my phone. So I waited there like 15, 20 minutes and they still didn't ask me for the money.
Instead of just going and paying for the car wash you just bought.
Okay, and they still didn't ask me, and I was debating, should I take off or what should I do?
And then what'd you do?
I did the right thing, of course.
What was that, amble out? did you grab your back and pretend like, oh, God, if I didn't have that operation, I'd be able to pay you quicker? Or did you make a big show of skipping and whistling?
No, I paid.
I know you paid.
It was $10.
But the reason you didn't get out of the car is because you said you had a fucking operation. And now here you are sauntering.
I didn't get out of the car to pay.
You're sauntering to the fucking register. What? Oh, what'd you do?
I opened my window and waved him down. He came to my window and I said, "I got to pay for this." Also, if
you
notice in car washes, a lot of times the price of the car wash will be a very odd amount, like $654 or $738. And the reason they do that is because what they'll say is $738 plus tax, so that when the total will be an even number, like $8. Like they'll say that the price is $636. But then when you add the tax, it'll be like an even number, like $7. So you can give them the – I don't know if you ever noticed that.
Wow. You've cracked the code.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah. And did, no, let me guess, you didn't tip the guy.
Never noticed that ever.
Let me guess, you didn't tip the guy either.
I gave him a dollar. I gave the girl a dollar.
Singles back to tip them.
Yeah.
No, I gave him a dollar.
Were they afraid to touch your crippled money? Oh my God, the man who didn't get out of the car. His greasy fingers are all over this dollar he handed me. You only give a dollar, Frank? See, I like
it was $10 for the car wash. It was in Summit. It was a very expensive area.
See, I like to hold the dollar in my hand. Until I'm satisfied that they finished drying the car. Because once you give it to them, they do that one final shoop, and then they're done. And you have a fucking dripping car.
I thought you didn't get your car washed.
I get it washed. I don't wash it. You asked me when was the last time I washed it. But I don't get it washed on a regular basis. In the past, I have gotten my car washed. And every time I've done it, I always hold that fucking dollar. And I let them see it, too. I hold it in my fucking between my thumb and forefinger. And put it right by the window. I roll the windows down a little bit, let them get under there, let them clean that up. Make sure I angle the mirrors to let them know I'm looking, I'm watching what they've done. When I feel like it's okay, or when they do that, they step back and kind of wait for you, then you give it to them. That's what you do. Hold out on them. Because this is the toughest thing they've ever experienced, except for being in the back of a tractor trailer and shipped in here like fucking
crossing
freight.
Crossing over the border?
Yeah, being delivered like freight to this country and not knowing if they'd live or be arrested or see their family again. Yeah, waiting for a dollar is the most terrible thing they've ever had to endure.
Waiting for Godot.
Thank you. That was good. Very, very good. Jesus Christ, Frank. So you washed your car. I'm very proud of you. Very, very proud of you, Frank. How long are you going to keep it up? That's what I want to know.
Whenever it's dirty. And I also bought the rim cleaner. You have you buy the rim cleaner because what does it is a lot of time you'll get brake dust on the rims of the car, so it breaks down the dust. And not only is there a rim cleaner, but there's something called tire wet. And you take the sides of your tire and you spray it on it, and it gives it like a wet look.
I like how you're explaining this like I just arrived here from some planet.
Are you familiar with the wet look on tires?
Yeah, of course. I've seen
oil or gasoline.
I've seen and used tire wet. It is pretty impressive.
Now, but in my experience, I've used tire wet before, and it lasted a day, and then it was done.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do, Frank? It's not a fucking permanent solution. You're not laminating the sidewalls. It's a fucking thing you spray on, and it's the fact that it sticks for a day is amazing. Jesus. So, I mean... You haven't answered my question. I'm not even going to fucking ask you again.
I didn't know what you asked me, so.
How long are you going to keep up this charade of I give a shit about my car?
If it needs a cleaning, I'll clean it. Whatever.
Fall off with the other one? Where you said it yourself. You had a healthy coating of old Wendy's lettuce all over every surface.
What if you spill where that car is? A sandwich in your car now, your new one.
Pardon me?
What would you do if you dropped the sandwich in your new car?
I'm very careful now when I eat.
What would you do if you dropped it?
I would clean it, but I don't eat in my car. If I get something, I open the car door and I eat on at the outside of the car. I eat over the outside of the car.
So you never
and you didn't do this with the old one either, did you?
That's bullshit because he goes to the drive-thrus and you're not dropping your $350 in the window and then pulling over, opening the door, and hanging out the side of it or parking in a spot. You're eating as you're driving. Because you're in such a harried state that you have to be where you have to be. And I guarantee, if you're not doing it now, within 1 week, you'll be eating and driving in that fucking car. Am I right, Frank? Am I right? Is it a struggle for you not to eat while you drive?
No, I'll eat when I drive, but I make sure it's something that doesn't drip or have crumbs.
Like what? A steak? Just fucking chew on a whole steak?
No, no, no. You know, like a Slim Jim or something.
Okay.
Good for you, Frank. I'm glad you're watching out for your new car.
Yeah, very good. A year tops. Steve, do you want to give a guess of when he has that greasy film again, as he says?
3 months.
3 months. Fucking interest. Frank, you think you can beat 3 months?
We'll see, my friend. We'll see.
Yeah, that means he already fucking shit himself.
He has a sound of defeat in his voice after I said 3 months, and he's like, oh.
Survivor dude, that's Tommy Pantera in the HeroesTalk.com chat room saying, Slim Jims do not make you slim, Frank. What an asshole. You're so mean, Tommy Pantera. Check him out on Spreecast. That's Tommy Pantera, the gun show on Spreecast. He's a very good guy. Very good guy. Very scary at times, to be honest. Yes. Frighteningly scary. You can actually tell him, hey, Tommy, go grab a shotgun, and he won't even leave. Just fucking reach over and bring it in frame. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Tommy, where's the Mossberg pump? Right on my left hip.
Now, tonight, Steve, you've secured a guest for us. Is that correct?
Yeah, I feel bad because Frank has actually gotten guests before, and I really haven't gotten any
Frank,
guests.
So who are some of these guests that you've gotten, Frank?
I've gotten Fuck the Geek.
Who?
The guy who fucked something with like a pile of sores. Like he had a porn operation in his fucking residential house.
If you go online, you say fuckthegeek.com. It's a guy from Jersey, from Edison, New Jersey, who makes porn films.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking investment banker, and he fucks disgusting, terrible women. But he was kind enough to be on our show, and he got a little glib, to be honest. And who else, Frank? J. Mark Inman, right?
J. Mark Inman. That's my claim to fame.
That is. He was on TV.
Who got Stan Durain?
Oh, I believe Barb. Or no, didn't Barb get us? No, Barb got us the guy from the Unforgivable videos.
The guy from who?
The Unforgivable videos. And
you know who else we had on? Dr. Steve, too.
Dr. Steve. Ooh. Also, Streeter Seidel from College Humor. But tonight, Steve, you have brought your first guest on.
Yeah.
The very talented and independent rapper named Mike Feedback. This is this is a guy that I guess you found on YouTube?
No, this is a friend from when I was a child.
So you grew up with Mike?
I can honestly say I grew up with Mike.
Did you ever meet Mrs. Feedback, his mother?
Yes.
Very good.
She's a good lady. Mike's mom is awesome.
His last name isn't Feedback, is it?
No.
Anyway,
he's not Brazilian. I think you have to be Brazilian to have your last name actually be Feedback.
You have to do that. Hold on 1 second. I want to play. He gave us this freestyle that I want to play, and then we'll bring him on.
Yeah, get Mikey.
This dude is fucking incredible. So let's listen to this, and then after that, we'll bring him right on.
Listen to the lyrics. Don't be. Beats are good too.
Time for me to take a pin, and I gotta break it in. It's the Garden State again. Y'all cats know we always play to win. M-I-K-E to the Feedback. Been a minute, but you know I got my steez back. So, dealing with these assholes with whack flows, doing small venues, and they bragging about a packed show. I damage you, eat an MC like a cannibal. Ladies break their hearts, fellas drop their mandibles. I got a gift like Xanadu, more nuts than planets. You should probably do the Meadowlands and give it up. Xanadu, quitting's what I can't do. Endanger MCs that try to step, catch them standing next to pandas in the damn zoo. Snacking on some bamboo, wreck the stage like a vandal. Rappers turn to ash, place them on the mantle. Next time you catch me performing as a hologram. Sons to many rappers, I welcome them to my foster fam. Who's got me confused, I'll screw whatever's next to me. Give a bitch the whole nine, ain't talking about a pregnancy. Unlike all these women, this position isn't easy. I'm rated R, so that makes it hard for kids to see me. When I drop a record, you can catch it like it's VD. No need to be concerned, only burning is a CD. Ask Theo, I'm so sick, delirious. These bitches hang around me so much, this ain't the period. My theory is a big bang, ladies sing like soul singers. It makes them wish for two of me like Bowfinger. Gotta watch for gold diggers and cold sitters. They wanna have my kids putting rings up on their own fingers. I get even like a game with no winners. Staying in charge, supplying bars as if I stole Guinness. Show business, it's the bap and the boom. Ladies' eyes pan and zoom to where I'm at in the room. Like a Nikon, every time that mic's on. Like I'm being spied on. Take a walk as if your ride's gone, that's right. You know the kid is that nice, got skills that wouldn't slip. Even stepping on some black ice, act nice. Maybe I can serve you with a free meal. Either that or kill a man like Cypress Hill, I'll be real. Feel my words like they was written in Braille. You cowards talk rhymes, but you scared to fail.
Oh yeah, Mike Feedback.
That's me.
That's right, that's Mike Feedback on the phone. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, how you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. I gotta say, Steve told me he was gonna try to reach out to a rapper named Mike Feedback. And to be honest, I heard the name and I'm like, oh no. Oh no. And then he sent me some links to some YouTube stuff that you did. A song called "The Habit," and
Habit's good.
I couldn't fucking deny it. The skill, the talent was right there, and I wonder if it is like, you know, you aren't Brazilian, as Steve just said before you called it. You're a Caucasian fellow. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. So what is it with the stigma that we can't seem to get rid of with our white rappers? Why is it always like, oh, here comes another fucking goofy white guy again? I don't know. Did we damage it so bad in the 80s with every sitcom having a fucking rap-off scene?
I guess it's possible. I don't know. But there, like in the underground scene, there's plenty of, you know, dope white rappers out there. They're just, you know, unknowns.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing? By the way, Steve, this is your friend here. You know, you can.
Yeah. Mike, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Steve?
Same old, same old.
Now, when's the last time you guys have actually seen each other?
Wow.
Probably like 20 years ago.
Jesus Christ!
No, it's less than 20 years ago.
All right,
probably high school.
Wow. So, yeah. Steve.
Dude, I'm 33. High school was 17, minus 16 years ago. 15 years ago, probably.
So that's not right? 20. That's what we need to know is that's
all
not
funny. Right. 15 to 20.
In any event, Mike is a fucking talented rapper. You are really good, Mike. And Steve, was there any indication ever that like you hear Mike and you hear rapper in the same sentence?
No, but you want to know what? I think Mike has two other brothers. Mike's older brother was in my high school class. That's how I really know Mike. And he's got a younger brother. And, like, we hung out as kids, like, preteen, you know, whatever, 12 to, like, whatever, 17. We always listened to the same shit. We played basketball together. I don't even play basketball anymore. But, like, back in the 90s and, like, late 80s, we listened to the same shit. We all listened to the same stuff. And
hold on a second. I'm sorry. Did you guys hear that? Did you hear that noise?
That's Frank.
Frank, what are you doing?
Steve. Do you have to give us your whole goddamn recreational event?
Well, hold on. I mean, until tonight, I didn't know that Steve didn't play basketball anymore. I didn't know. I thought he was a fucking NBA hopeful.
Dude, you're telling us about your fucking intramurals in fucking high school. Nobody cares.
Frank, what did you think?
I did break Mike Feedback's backboard, or the rim.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Hold the rim right off.
Nice. Very good. That's why you guys aren't friends anymore.
Yeah. Yo, Mike and his brothers hated me.
So how that?
Not true.
As soon as I did it, I did like a double reverse. Like you dropped it down to like seven and a half feet.
Yeah, it was one of those.
How long? Like months.
Yeah, everybody thinks they're fucking D Brown when they lower the rim.
We were having dunk competitions. We were bouncing the ball. Yeah. Everybody was like, "I'm gonna dribble through my legs and do a double reverse slam."
But I mean, that rim had seen better days. It was on its last leg.
Yes, it was good times though.
Still, it too soon. It died way too young. Steve, you killed it. You murdered it.
It hit me in the back of the head when I did the reverse.
Well, that explains like
it. And it nailed me, and I almost blacked out.
And are you whistling, Frank?
Yeah, that's Frank.
Frank, why are you whistling? I want to. By the way, Mike, I don't know if you're familiar with the show. Steve probably didn't give you any links. You probably didn't get an opportunity to hear it, or you did, and like everybody else, you just chose not to listen. But
that's not true. No, actually, when he asked me about it, I asked him for links. He sent me some. Okay. I've been listening to I think I've heard the last four shows.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
I like to do my research, you know?
Yeah, it's good because I have family members who haven't heard four episodes, and there's fucking 338 that we're on right now. But Frank is, he's, let's just say, old and has no interest in things beyond 1982. Right, Frank? Is that a fair statement?
I'd probably say 89.
Oh, 89. Well,
I think he's still wearing pinstripe jeans right now.
Oh, he was listening, huh?
See? See that? And he is, by the way. He sent me a picture with
his acid wash
with his fucking flip phone. But yeah. Anyway, Frank, are you a fan of hip hop and R&B? Blazing hip hop?
I don't know. Is hip hop the same as rap?
They have close connections, right?
Lyrical
style. Yeah, rap is a form of hip hop.
Okay.
Now, I mean, were you a fan of Blondie?
Jeez.
Wait, how does Blondie relate to rap at all?
Blondie actually.
She's the one who invented rap,
rap,
my friend.
To the mainstream.
What?
She brought. See, this guy knows.
No!
This guy knows.
Haven't you ever heard Rapture?
See?
Rapture. Frank has been saying this for years. Oh my god! Frank has been saying.
Are we wrong? Is Mike going to prove us wrong on many accounts tonight?
See, this is absolutely amazing. Frank has said for years that Blondie was the founder of rap with this wonderful hip.
No. I wouldn't. She's not the founder. I mean, she was kind of a pop star, and she came across the hip hop underground, and she kind of she liked what she saw, so she put out the song Rapture, and she even shouted out Fab Five Freddy in that.
Fab Five Freddy was in the video.
Wow, interesting.
Fab Five Freddy.
Well, can we all agree on Sugar Hill Gang as being the original rappers?
I like it. By the way, if you happen to watch this fucking video, Carl Sagan is wearing a fucking shirt with silver feathers and the worst man camel toe ever. It looks exactly like fucking Carl Sagan.
Carl Sagan?
It looks just like him at the fucking 53 second mark. I'm so fucking impressed with Mike Feedback right now because this, by the way, anytime someone claims that they rap or they're into rap, Frank gets his shitty nose right into the conversation. The Blondie, Rapture, Inventor. Every single time. And
Frank
the fact that you.
An article about
and Frank,
it.
I got news for you. He beat you to it.
No, he didn't beat me to it because you just mentioned that I've been saying it for years, so he didn't beat me to it.
No, but you were trying to stick. You were trying to put your feces point all over his conversation, all over his moment.
Right.
And he fucking. He called it out for you.
Were you into rap music when you were in high school and a youngster?
Yes. You asking me?
Yes, sir.
You could address him, you know. He's got a name.
I was asking you, you jackass?
Fuck you, you bald shit. Anyway, I'm sorry, Mike. Please continue.
I've been into hip-hop since I was real little. I remember our neighbors being out, like, when I was 4 or 5 years old, breakdancing on their driveway, you know, with the cardboard out and the...
And hold on. Steve has described his neighborhood.
No. This was when I was 4 or 5. They moved away, shortly after that. But that was like my first, you know, experience with it. And then, in the mid '80s with, MTV starting to play hip hop, and I just got into it through that.
See, by the way, Ustreamer 276176 is insinuating, Mike, that you lived on Beach Street. That's where Beach Street. That's where you came
Beach
from.
Beach Street, the movie.
Yes. Steve, did you ever break dance, Steve?
I actually had the folding vinyl like squares thing that you could have.
Oh,
it was like a 4x4 like 16.
So squared. Like the in the '80s, like the parachute pants and all that shit.
Yeah.
See, Frank still has his parachute pants.
Frank probably still has Cavaricci's and Gap wear.
Jesus. So Frank,
do you still have a shirt that says Gap on it? I think you do.
I don't think so. I don't know. Who knows?
Frank, why are you so fucking glum? Donna? Why are you so glum
what
right
you glum?
Now?
I just asked the guy a question. What do you want me to do? I've been talking to him more than Steve's been talking to him. He's been known him for years.
Well, actually, they've been estranged for upwards of 16 years at this point.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah.
So, Mike, is it safe to say that this is not your main source of income, hip-hop?
That's rap. True, yeah. I have a day job.
Yeah, so, I mean, you are talented enough. Does it ever irritate you that there are people that have, I guess, by definition, made it, that really aren't as good as you?
I guess it bothers me a little bit. I don't really worry about it. I mean, I got a full-time job. I make good money, you know?
Yeah.
So hip-hop, it's really just a hobby for me, you know?
Do you do any shows, anything like that?
I used to, you know, years ago. I kind of got out of it for a long while. Back when, like right after I graduated college, like I was never really thinking about, you know, being a rapper full-time or anything like that. And I actually submitted a remix that I did for this Common song to a local radio show. And, you know, the guy played it on the air, and then I get an email from him, like, the next week saying, you know, give me a call. So I call him up, and he's like, yo, so I played that remix that you sent me, and then I was going to your website just to see if I could buy some beats off of you. And he's like, but you're good. And I was
wow.
like,
you are.
Yeah.
You are,
I was
Mike.
Like, yeah, I was like, floored. I was like, what, you know,
oh, yeah.
And so he actually, like, I did a couple songs, and he actually put it out on vinyl. Nice. I performed it a couple times in the city and, you know, in northern New Jersey. And I just, I don't know, it kind of life kind of got in the way.
Yeah.
You know, and I couldn't really, didn't really have time for it.
Would you ever consider getting back into it, doing shows here and there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much a shy guy, so, like, getting on stage for me, it's tough. I mean, especially, I think it would be different if, like, I was, like, in a crew, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But from
like
the
Two Live
suburbs,
Crew?
What?
Like Two Live
like
Crew?
Two Live Crew?
Yeah, Two Live Crew.
1989, that's the limit. That's the limit for
but,
him.
But being from, you know, a primarily white suburban area, there aren't really any other people that do what I do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, so it was tough for me getting on stage and trying to get someone just to come up with me, you know? Well, and so you never know. I mean, I might get back into it and, you know, do a few more shows. I still have some friends that, you know, perform regularly, so.
I really want to do some kind of a showcase of talented guests, members of the Heroes Talk community. And I think maybe the Labor Day party might be a decent decent thing to
yeah.
do. I mean, if we ever did an event, would you ever consider performing at an event? I mean, believe me,
it's a Labor Day party.
It's gonna,
where everyone is drunk.
Think and also think of the smallest venue you've ever played, which would be your bedroom while practicing, and there will be fewer people there.
yeah, there would be less critical people than our hometown too.
Absolutely.
Right.
Would you ever consider it?
Sure.
All right. That's good.
Hell yeah.
Now, as part of the, I guess, being a rapper and being into rap, there's the idea of battles, being in the battle scene. Frank, are you familiar with what a freestyle battle is?
It's sort of like dueling banjos, only with singing.
actually, not... Not that far off, to be honest.
Oh my god!
So yeah. Have you ever engaged in lyrical dueling banjos?
not in a live freestyle battle. I have had people make diss tracks against me in the back, and I've responded.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. I've also been when I was at Rutgers.
Hold on, Mike. You have haters?
Everyone's got haters.
Seriously? That's good, but why? Like, I don't know how anyone can hate on anything you've done on YouTube or anything.
I don't know.
This was when I was still in college.
What'd you go to college for?
Okay.
I went to college for business. Didn't end up that way, though.
Interesting. I mean, that happens, you know?
Yep.
I mean, some people go to school for African studies, and lo and behold, they don't end up with a career in upper management in African studies.
True. But when I was at Rutgers, I started going to some shows there. They had some MC battles there.
Scarlet Knights.
Like, I don't know if you're familiar with the rapper Jin.
I am.
Yeah, I actually saw him do a show live.
Wow.
Well, do a MC battle live.
See, I go through phases with YouTube videos. I'll get obsessed with a certain type of video that contains one type of content. For a while, it was cyst
naked
popping.
Women?
No, never. Never.
Cyst popping.
Cyst popping. On YouTube. Oh. Keep in mind YouTube. All the extracurricular video sites, those are always a constant, and they're a varying taste, let's just say, whatever we're into that particular day. But with YouTube, I'll look for, one specific thing. And for a while, I was into, like self-surgeries and all that kind of thing. But lately, and for the past few months, I've been kind of obsessed with watching, the smack battles, the freestyle videos of people that maybe get so irritated that they pull a weapon. They're usually in some kind of a dilapidated gymnasium. Occasionally, you see them in a place that has fucking wrestling mats or some shit.
Ringworm.
I saw one in a fucking pizza place. And I look at this and I'm like, I fucking love this. I love watching this happen. I like, you know, some of it's obviously rehearsed, some of it's made up, some of it's actually a freestyle, but. It's fucking great entertainment, and there's a lot of tension in the room. And I look around the crowd, and I don't see a whole lot of people like me in a lot of these videos. And
right.
And so it's got to be a little bit daunting to actually step into that whole scene and be a part of it, even just to watch. You were at a Jin show. And you saw him perform.
It was actually an MC battle, and he came up to join the battle.
Shit!
Yeah,
wow,
he lost,
walk
though.
On.
Oh, he lost.
Yeah, he ended up losing. I think he lost to Diabolik, I want to say, but Rutgers. I mean, there's a lot of hip hop stuff that goes on at Rutgers. The Lyricist Lounge used to come there.
That's right.
Yeah, I was one of the few white people that used to go to Black Unity Day.
Yeah, Mike.
I saw Mobb Deep perform there. I saw
Ludacris.
Common perform there.
Ludacris performed at Rutgers Fest at one point.
Ludacris did perform at Rutgers Fest, but I did not attend that one.
I did. I was there.
Did you?
Yes. And we all enjoyed his musings of Cadillacs. It was very good. Very odd pairing that day. I think fucking Real Big Fish opened for Ludacris.
What?
Yeah. It was pretty fucking bizarre. And they walked off because someone moshed.
Yeah, Real Big Fish is a bunch of bitches.
Yeah.
Me and Shawnee Murphy, insulted them to their faces for being a horrible music act. I think that's what Shawnee said. It's you're a horrible music act. And they're like...
That would be a heckle, he would say. You're a horrible music act!
Yeah. And they all just shrugged at him and were like, alright, let's go back and watch the show.
Obviously you've been in the, Mike, you've been in the community, you have haters, you have people that have dissed you, you're in it. Do you still feel as though you're in it, even though you haven't, performed, or maybe, done a whole lot of production lately?
I would say I kind of feel like I'm on the outside, you know?
Yeah. Any move to get back in?
Possibly.
I think you should.
Thinking about it. I mean, over the... I hadn't done a song since 2007. And then starting, I think last year in May, I wrote and recorded a song. And since then, I've been doing almost a song a month. I mean, it's tough because, you know, I do have a full-time job, so it's not like I could devote time to, you know, writing and recording. But, you know, my friends definitely like it.
Yeah.
They've been telling me...
A month is good.
One of them is pretty good, and from what I've heard, you know, it's all really, really good. Do you produce your own beats, or do you get somebody to do that for you?
I can produce my own beats. There are a couple that I've purchased from other people, but for the most part, I make my own.
I heard that you know, there's obviously the people who are obsessed, like Kanye West, who spend weeks to get like a fucking drum sounding exactly as he wants it. And he obviously makes his own beats for the most part. But then, like, I think maybe a year ago, I heard 50 Cent just goes on these rap boards where people just, like, amateurs sell their own beats. And he buys a beat for, like, $50. That's, yep. And that's his beat now. He owns it.
Yep, that's right.
It's fucking insane.
Well, you get them cheap that way. I mean, you get a mainstream producer.
Yeah, exactly. He could fucking just record his armpit farting.
Yeah,
in time with the drum.
What is he on, vitamin water? Doesn't everyone drink that shit?
Yeah, like, it's true.
Like, he could just buy like 9,000 beats and just be like, next, 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 next. All right,
buy 15 albums worth of beats and just
but
call,
I mean,
people faggots.
G-Unit actually signed a local producer from around here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Illmind. You ever hear of Illmind?
I haven't heard of him. I have not.
Illmind. I remember when I was in college, I would be posting on rap boards, and he was one of the people.
What's his name?
Illmind.
How do you spell that?
I-L-L-M-I-N-D.
Yeah.
Oh, Illmind. I-L-L-M-I-N-D.
Yeah, Frank, what are you not getting? It's two words.
Whatever, man.
But I remember in college.
Isn't he a Filipino-American hip-hop producer from Bloomfield, New Jersey?
Yes, that's true.
Way to get on Wikipedia.
I see you learned how to use Google.
We should be proud of him, Mike, because Google was invented 10 years after his cutoff.
But he used to post his beats to the same websites that I would. And back in, I think, either 2004 or 2005, I went to do a show, and he was actually there. And he actually came up to me. He knew the name from seeing me on the, on the webpage. And he was like, "Yo, you Mike Feedback from, you know, whatever that website is?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Oh, Illmind, nice to meet you."
Wow.
And now he's signed to G-Unit, making beats for them.
And here you are, trapped in your fucking corporate hell, just dreaming of what might have been or what could possibly be. I think you should stick with it and not give up. I mean, it seems like you're not. You're doing a song a month. You should put something together and get it out there. I mean, right now, I mean, well, you think about it from where we are right now versus where we were in 2004, or whenever you were at your peak in production and in the rap game, as people say. And I feel uncomfortable saying rap game, and I shouldn't fucking say. And someone should fucking
it's all right.
Someone should open hand slap me for saying, you know, when it comes to, as it pertains to the rap game, I should be fucking pummeled.
No, it's all right. It doesn't matter if you're white.
Anyway,
saying that.
No, I'm wearing.
Why should it matter?
I'm wearing a collared shirt, and I smell like fucking Visual Basic. Okay, I shouldn't be saying the fucking rap game.
All right, it should matter in that case.
I smell like Visual Basic too.
Nice. Oh, very good. Very good. In 2012, I mean, you can sell your own shit. You can promote. You don't need to be signed. I mean, you can. There are so many sites and so many avenues for you to get it out there, and you can promote it. And I think you should put something together. I think you should put it on like a Bandcamp.com or some other site. CD Baby. Get it out there and let people fucking hear it. Download it and if they like it, buy it. Put it on iTunes.
That's what I intend to do. I mean, a couple months ago, I think I had like four or five songs, and I was thinking of, you know, putting together an EP. But then I was like, what the hell? I'll do a couple more songs, you know, 10, 11 tracks, and call it an album.
And then just pump one out there as a promo, and then. Get it on Twitter, Facebook, and all
three
the other
songs.
Avenues.
I mean, promo is three songs.
I'm sorry, Steve. Jesus Christ. You know, the guy's...
That's
the
all
guy
I'm
wants
saying. If he has 12,
okay.
Puts three in a promo, puts that on the record for 12 songs.
All right.
Three. What?
All right. Well, I wanted to actually share something with Mike that I found.
All right. Go ahead.
The reason I started the show late tonight is because I was talking to a friend from Geeks of Rage Show, another... Heroes Talk Show, geeksofrageshow.com, Mike from Queens. We're both We're both pretty much fans of the hip hop battles, the battling, son. We love that shit. And we were talking about how like we both would love to go to one of those things, but we just wouldn't feel right going there and being there, because it just doesn't feel like a place we should be. It doesn't feel like they'd be welcoming of us at first. And he sent me this one video of in response to my comment of like, every time I look for a battle, I don't really see a whole lot of white faces in the crowd watching. And he said, well, here's one where it's pretty much all white people and a few blacks mixed in as well. So Frank, you know what I want? Here's what the fuck I'm going to do. Frank, I want to fucking take you and drag you to a creek and just fucking throw you into snapping turtles. I want fucking snapping turtles to chew the skin off your bones, you motherfucker. I'm trying to set up a goddamn clip.
It's the way you're talking, Ken, it's like you want to be his manager of some sort.
Not at all.
You're building him up. And building him up. I mean, do you want a cut of something, or you know, what's your real deal,
Frank?
Friend?
You're just so unimpressed with everything. You think everyone wants a cut?
I don't want a cut. I want him to actually get the success he's due.
Me too.
I mean, the guy is good. And like, granted, I was able to listen to his freestyle without fucking snoring or snarling or burping or fucking going, "This isn't the Bengals again."
The Bengals.
Fucking loser. So anyway, I wanted to just play this. This might be the worst rap battle I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay.
Worst ever. And I want to get your opinion of maybe a minute or two of this. All right, here we go. Let's see. And by the way, let me set the stage a little bit. This is the KOTD. Rap battle between SoulCon and Aspire. Two white guys. Huge crowd. Huge venue. And this is what they all came to see.
All right, check it out, y'all. Before the battle, this cheap Jew was afraid to put his cash up. Till his Hebrew accountant told him he could claim it for his tax cuts. And he acts like a pimp, but a chick hasn't laid him in the last month. The only skin he ever gets is from potatoes for his latke.
What? Oh.
Wow. I mean, he's really putting emphasis on those disses he's got there.
Yeah. Oh, is that bad? Oh. Well, I mean, what is your take on that? What kind of fame does that person deserve?
Sounds like he's a Nazi.
Not much. I mean, there wasn't even a beat playing.
No.
He's just like talking slow and rhyming a word at the end.
Yeah, which by the way is exactly what Sirius Jones will do, but the thing is Sirius Jones fucking makes me howl with laughter every single time he does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's actually the one who should be doing that. The guy will make your ribs cave in from laughing, and it really just sounds like he's doing nursery rhymes. But this guy couldn't even pronounce a lot because I have to play a little more if you don't mind.
Okay,
he played it.
It's by the way, Jews out there, I apologize. This guy does not like you. Okay,
apart.
I apologize. It's not me saying this. It's some guy with a fucking fedora on and a hoodie.
I'm a quarter Jewish.
Yeah, a fedora and a hoodie?
Yeah, he has a fucking fedora and a hoodie. So he's, I don't know what the fuck, he just looks like an asshole. Here it is.
Oh, this is war, damn it. I should have Organic and Lowe's beat you while I force feed you a pork sandwich. Yo, check it out. Here's my Dirtbag Dan impression. Yo, what the hell are you trying to be Jewing me for? The only time you're known to shine is in a jewelry store. I got them all gassed up like the Jews in the war, because I'm a natural born killer like Juliet Moore.
Wait. He's a natural born killer like Juliet Moore?
When did she kill anybody?
Wait a minute.
Who was the chick in Natural Born Killers?
It was Juliet Lewis.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you gotta get
correct.
There's no way he was doing that off the dome. There's no way that was fucking researched and written and rehearsed thousands of times. And he still couldn't fucking make his way to IMDb. and that's the other thing. Mike from Queens is pointing out. And why is he calling himself the woman of the couple? Like, why wouldn't he be Woody Harrelson's character? Why has he got to be the bitch? Really not well.
I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah, well, yeah, that is certainly clear. Oh, my God. Absolutely hideous. I paused it, by the way, and there's a white guy with Ray-Bans smiling and a black guy yawning. And never has there been a more perfect screenshot. Mike, feedback. I got to say, thank you very much for calling in and being a part of the show.
Mike.
I want to play one of your songs. Do you have a favorite of these? I mean, I love Habit. Is there one that you'd rather hear instead?
No, you could definitely play whatever you want.
Frank, do you have a favorite?
I do not.
Cool Mo D? Do you have MC Light?
Yo.
Anything that was on a Yo MTV Raps. Any one of those. Anyway,
Drops the Big Daddy Kane.
This is Mike Feedback, Habit. Or The Habit. I'm sorry about that, buddy.
The Habit.
The Habit.
The working and the rhyming, how do I survive? I spend my paycheck before I'm even paid yet. To say I'm acting crazy is probably a safe bet. You might say drop the record shows and let it go. You might as well have told a pro to stop the sex for dough. I'm sort of proud of it, the sheer vast amount of it. So much vinyl that I could probably sign my house with it. Cause I've been digging in the crates and living in the breaks so long. I'm trying to get it added to the 50 states. Time to generate that revenue and innovate. Because the credit cards is calling about the interest rates. I've been a little late and now they getting in my face. So now I gotta get the paper like my dinner plates. I need to see dough before I'm in a steep hole. Or I'll be snoring on that show about the Rio. It's a tough balance when I try to support the habit. But you see that new MP, man, I gotta have it. Yo, I'm trying to eat, but the money's hard to manage. Even if I got great skills, I gotta pay the bills. Yo, it's a tough balance when I try to support the habit. But now I drop an LP, man, I gotta have it. Yo, they say the first step is admitting you're an addict. Even if I got great skills, I gotta pay the bills. Something's gotta give, I know I got a problem. Albums dropped on Tuesday and I don't got them. I may have hit the bottom, well that's what you say. I'm listening to Mayan, so I'm buying a doomsday. But today I may be a little short of cash. And sadly it seems that the due date on my mortgage passed. I just bought a stereo that I can't afford. You laugh because, well, I probably shouldn't have ordered that. And now my girlfriend is saying goodbye. Since I wouldn't buy a shit unless it's made by a car. Now I'm thinking about the gas I wasn't able to buy. So I wish you would've stayed, she could've gave me a ride. I wish it was a little more stable. If I wasn't stealing from my neighbors, they'd be shutting off my cable. Perhaps I need to try to make an album for once. Try to sell it in the streets or I'll be out in a month. Yo, it's a tough balance when I try to support the habit. But you see that new MP, man, I gotta have it. Yo, I'm trying to eat, but the money's hard to manage. Even if I got great skills, I gotta pay the bills. Yo, it's a tough balance when I try to support the habit. But now I dropped an LP, man, I gotta have it. Yo, they say the first step is admitting you're an addict. Even if I got great skills, I gotta pay the bills. Most people only buy the things that handle their needs. But I got two keyboards when I make sample-based beats. The shopping is killing me, authorities will need to step in. Cause now legally my credit card's a lethal weapon. I keep a steady job, you wonder why I have a debt. Half went to music, you think I would've married it. And then divorced of all money from a friend of yours. Then leave your friendship sinking like the end of yours. It's an addiction, but really it's a sickness. If I'm at your door, you best ignore me like Jehovah's Witness. Or else I'll turn this into everybody's business. It isn't even funny stretching money like a gymnast. From any source, I'll absorb it with a quickness. Like a chemist, testing paper like it's litmus. I try to tell myself that it must stop. But then I see some new speakers and them shits is hot. Yo, it's a tough balance when I try to support the habit. But you see that new MP, man, I gotta have it. Yo, I'm trying to eat, but the money's hard to manage. Even if I got great skills, I gotta pay the bills. Yo, it's a tough balance when I try to support the habit. But now I drop an LP, man, I gotta have it. Yo, they say the first step is admitting you're an addict. Even if I got great skills, I gotta pay the bills.
Mike, feedback. Mike, feedback. Awesome song. That's probably one of my favorites. I love the freestyle because you threw in a the Tupac reference hologram.
Yeah.
But thank you, buddy, for calling in. And when you get that shit up, please let us know. Please.
Wasn't that before he even did the hologram?
What?
No, no, no. The freestyle they sent us. It was he just recorded it.
I just wrote it and recorded it.
Yeah. Frank, what are you doing?
All right. Frank's snortling.
Frank, please, what are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just listening.
Well, what was that fucking sleep apnea noise you just made?
Don't you know he can see every channel as it happens?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Mike, thank you. Thank you once again, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Anytime. Anytime, buddy.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Mike, rekindling a friendship with Steve. Steve, how'd you feel about your buddy there, Mike?
Mike is awesome. All right.
Frank, how did you feel about Mike?
Why don't you just shut up and hang up?
No, no, no. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. We're going to be doing Spreecast after this show.
Yes,
but Frank, as a fan, as somebody who's not necessarily a fan of rap, what did you think of Mike and his music? Dead honest. Be honest. He knows it. He doesn't give a shit what you think, obviously.
You know what?
Let's
I liked
it, Frank.
It.
Did you really like it?
What? No. No. Come
Is
on.
Is he listening?
No, he's off. We hung up on him.
No, it was there. I mean, it's you know what it is. It's to me, it's just not music. It's not. There's no melody. There's no harmony.
Melody.
It's just just somebody just you know
like
doing a diatribe. You know what I'm saying?
Like country music.
Pardon? You can't really dance to it. You know what I'm saying?
Can
you really dance to that?
Yes. You do the.
Well,
you,
let me see you dance.
You want to see me dance to that?
Well, when you go on Spreecast, I want to see you dance.
I'll dance to it right the fuck now. This is what you
well,
do.
I can't see it now.
So you need to see me dance? Frank, you hear a beat and you fucking move and try to make it happen as the beats happen.
I bet you, you know, we'll see what happens.
No, what will you bet me? What the fuck are you going to bet me?
I bet you couldn't suck a golf ball out of a garden hose.
I would say you're probably right. Why would you want to know whether I could suck a golf ball through a
I'm
garden
gonna
hose?
I'm going
to
say no.
Yeah. Like
I'm going to bet all the money I have.
First of all, you challenge me to a dance off and then you casually throw out that reference of sucking something through something. And you sheepishly back away from that statement. Like you're in a stall in a public bathroom tapping your foot hoping to hear the taps in the next stall. You're throwing that out there like a fucking pink rainbow colored bobber, just casting it into the lake, hoping to reel in a big gay fish. Frank,
speaking of fish, May 14th, right? We still set for that?
Oh, I don't know. I gotta go to Mike Feedback's show. Wait, what's going on?
April.
What's going on then?
May 14th.
I thought we were going
it's
May 14th. I thought we were going fishing. No, that's a Monday. I thought it was.
Wait, hold on. May 14th. What are you talking about?
No, I guess it's not May 14th.
April. You said April.
No, May.
What are we doing, Frank?
I thought we were supposed to go fishing or something.
Bit hungry.
Oh, Christ. Long way to go.
Can you throw out a line?
Can you do anything, Frank? Oh, fuck that. I heard you had to stay
inside. Is it still set or should I cancel it?
I heard you had a back problem,
Steve.
So you couldn't get out of your car.
Steven.
Jesus Christ. It is set. Don't cancel it, Frank.
What's the date again? I forgot it.
Thank you. Then what would you have to cancel then? If you don't know the date, you don't know what to cancel. You fucking dope.
That's why I'm saying I want Frank to tell me.
I'll cancel it. What date?
No, seriously, what date was it? For real, I got to put it on my calendar.
You son of a bitch. You.
No, you said it was in your calendar last week.
May.
May what?
12th.
12th?
May right. 12th.
Frank, do you
May
know what
12th,
today
we're going
is?
Fishing in Jersey.
I am gonna I'm gonna put my fucking shoe right on your lower back and kick you into the lake.
So that's not this. It's not this.
Oh, Christ. Here it comes.
Frank,
he's going to figure it out. He's going to figure out how time works.
Let me see here.
This is how he figures out how the days of the week accumulate.
It's 2 weeks from this Saturday. 2 weeks from this upcoming Saturday.
Wow. All right. First.
Otherwise known as May 12th.
And on May 11th, I have to go on a class trip with my son's school.
Where are you going?
The Monmouth Museum.
Are they going to bring the kids to the dick-sucking exhibit that you're the subject of? Or are you going to skirt him by that one? Oh, God damn
it. No reaction from Frank.
All right, then.
Here's the thing. Mike from Queens is asking, is this a live event or something? Well, here it is. As we get closer to the date, we'll put the location out there on the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. And I'll tell you what, anybody who shows up, you'll be able to see Frank.
And
fail.
I want to go to a good
fail
lake.
Fail horribly.
I want to go to a good lake in Jersey. I want to go to a good lake.
What do you mean a good lake?
I want to go to a good freshwater lake. I don't want to go to like fucking.
Oh, so Steve, cancel that saltwater lake that we were going to go to. We have to go to a freshwater lake. So we can no longer go to Salt Lake.
Frank, do you have a license yet? Or are you
better get your license, Frank.
No, I thought we were going to get
a license. He doesn't even have a license, Lisa. How the fuck is...
Get a license,
How
son.
The fuck is he going to be fishing without no license, Lisa?
Every damn lake.
Come on.
I want to go to... I want to go to Sussex County or something, like Lake Pacong or something like that, or Lake Musconetcong or something.
Okay.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Do you have a license?
And we will post.
No, I thought you said I get the license there. You said
where at the lake? What are you just fucking throw a goddamn hook or a lacrosse net in? You have to get it in fucking Walmart.
What about going fishing at the Delaware River?
No, Walmart. Go to Walmart and get a license.
Are you serious?
Go to Walmart.
Yes. God damn it, Frank. Why does everything have to be fucking spoon-fed to you? Why do we have to put everything on a fucking spoon and pretend it's a plane so you'll take a bite? Here's the license, Frank. Walmart. Open the trap. Why can't you just go get it?
I didn't know you can get licenses at Walmart.
We've been talking about this for 6 weeks at this point.
I want to go to Lake Musconetcong or Kittany Camp Pond or something.
Get a license. And when you have the license, let us know.
Or Waywanda's Lake.
Because, Steve, are you getting the sense that this shit is going to fizzle out because Frank didn't get a fucking license?
Yes.
Ken, do you have a license?
I'm getting one.
Where are you getting it at?
Fucking Walmart, Frank.
You can go in there. And New Style in 5 minutes will have a license.
And Frank will
you
be looking.
You take a picture?
Be like, no, I don't want to sign this thing about having kids.
Yeah, Frank.
Marriage.
I'm gonna take a picture and commemorate the time I spent $20 at a Walmart. That's gonna
I'm
be something.
I'm looking at Walmart fishing licenses, and it just has fishing the kind that you it's like a license holder. It's not a fishing license, just a license holder. Oh my
God. Yes. No. You can get your fishing license at Walmart to fish.
Just go there and say, hey, I want to fish.
I want
to
fish.
Just say that to the freak show that greets you.
Say yes for the trout stamp.
Say that to the guy that welcomes you.
And what happens if you fish without a license? Who's going to even know?
The cops.
There's not going to be cops there.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right, Frank. You know what? Don't get a license. Because, you know, it'd be even better to see you fucking not catch a fish and get a fine for it.
I'd like to call Frank a poacher. That would be cool.
Yeah. You're catching Frank the poacher. King's fish, you bold fuck.
You All were right. poaching bass on our property.
I want to say...
Wiles.
Wows. By the way, Best in Show Radio coming back soon. They're ending their hiatus. They haven't announced a date, but soon!
Saw it.
Soon, Geeks
wait,
of Rage.
All right, listen
Geeks
to me.
Geeks of Rage show.com. Hate Us Talk, who just celebrated their 80th episode. They haven't been on hiatus. They've been putting out episodes. They want you to download it. I want you to download it for the sake of your fucking ears.
100%.
Wiles.
Wows.
Listen to me, Steve. I'm looking at license and stamp fees. It says resident trout stamp. Do I need that?
If you want to catch trout, that's what you need to
but
have.
But how do I know there's going to be trout there or not?
If you
will there be trout there?
You have a trout. Otherwise, right, you've got to give
but
it back.
Where we go, is there going to be trout fishing or no?
Yes.
So should I get? I have to get a trout stamp.
Yes.
Frank's going to come back with a fucking rainbow colored fish on his lower back.
What's an angler?
That is a term for
someone
a fisherman.
Who catches fish.
It says anglers under 16, no fishing license is required for persons under 16 years of age.
There you go.
Yeah, if you have kids.
All right, but listen to me. For real, I want to get the license, but you got to tell me what license to get. A resident fishing license? A senior resident fishing license?
Senior.
Resident trout stamp? Non-resident fishing? Non-resident trout stamp? 7-day vacation fishing? 2-day vacation fishing? Or all-around sportsman fishing?
Oh, definitely all-around sportsman.
All-around sportsman fishing.
All-around sportsman fishing. You're going to be pulling in fucking marlins in the babbling brook of the Rockaway River.
If you guys don't tell me what I have to get, I'm not going to be able to get
a fucking fishing license, you stupid bastard!
But do I get the non-resident one since I don't live in Sussex County? I don't understand.
You get a New York fishing license. It's New York.
What?
That's it.
If I go to a county that I don't live, do I get
Steve,
a non-resident fishing license?
Oh.
Speak up, Steve. We can't hear you.
You buy a fishing license for New York.
Right. But is there an individual fishing license for each county?
No, New York State.
It says non-resident fishing. That means if you live out of state?
Yeah, everybody is out of state. No, find the one that says resident.
So resident fishing is for people who
find
live in New Jersey.
Yes!
I live in New York.
This is a state. This is a state
right,
level license.
How do I? What happens right. If we go to a lake and there's trout there? Then I don't have the trout stamp.
Well, you're gonna get arrested.
Can't catch the trout.
You're gonna get arrested. Don't hook a trout. Do not hook a trout, Frank.
You can hook the trout. You can let it go, or you can just give it to your friend that paid $10 to have a trout stamp for a fish that you would actually eat.
Yeah. You're not going to eat it. You just want to catch it, Frank. You don't need a fucking trout.
Steve, do they give you like a physical license, like a piece of paper?
Are you a fucking – are you a dope? Are you a dope?
Frank,
Steve, do you have that license placard mounted on your wall somewhere?
You have it in a holder. You saw the holder. You commented on the fucking holder.
It's a little piece of plastic that you
put
with you.
What else would you hold in a license holder other than a physical license? Dreams of having one?
$22.50 for this
license. It's what you hold there.
Yeah, $22, Frank. You get to do it for the whole season.
All right, guys, I'm going to wrap this baby up.
Are you going to get a license?
Of course.
No, that sounds like a no. Yeah, of course.
He's gonna be legally able to catch a fucking.
I just wish you can get the license online somewhere.
I'm just gonna say, when we fish, New Style, Frank, me, Greenwood Lake, because New York, New Jersey licenses are all valid at Greenwood Lake. All right.
What town is Greenwood Lake in?
Greenwood Lake.
Yeah, what town is that in?
It's called the town of Greenwood Lake.
There's no Greenwood in New Jersey, dumbass.
Oh, my God.
Really, Frank?
Frank, go to Google. Greenwood Lake, New Jersey.
Okay, Greenwood Lake is in Hewitt.
Okay.
All right. I've had enough.
It's in Hewitt, New Jersey. It's right on. It's right almost on the New York State border.
It actually Greenwood Lake goes between the border.
Greenwood Lake goes between New York and New Jersey, so they accept New York and New Jersey fishing licenses on any piece of Greenwood Lake.
That's
what I was
way
saying,
up there.
Frank. Do you understand, Frank? Do you understand?
Do you want to fish or not?
I understand, but that's a fucking that's pretty. That's where you're going is near West Milford in Passaic County.
Summers are hot, winters are chilly.
Yeah, it is.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, Frank. And
no, I didn't know you wanted to go that far. That's a pretty, but that's like a hike. But is that a nice lake?
Oh yes, God. It's beautiful.
Is it rustic and camp? We can go camping and have a campfire and stuff.
What the fuck?
Sure.
Yeah.
No, we'd be able to have a campfire.
Yes, we'll have a campfire, Frank.
Because this is overnight we're going, right?
You're going fucking overnight. Shut the fuck up.
We're going overnight.
Shut up. We're going to wrap him in towels.
Okay, yeah. We're going to go overnight.
I thought we were going at least one night.
Frank, bring your footy jammies and your goddamn
Ken,
sleeping
bag. Too much
bag.
Of a pussy to go overnight. That's why.
Why do you want to sleep overnight with fucking three dudes?
Steve said he had an eight-person
what?
Thing there.
We're not bringing the tent.
I thought we were doing a whole thing.
Are you disappointed?
I was looking forward to it. I thought we were doing a whole, like, camp thing.
You want to have a fucking jamboree with us?
All right, forget it then.
We're just fishing. We're going fishing.
But they have boat rentals here. We can get a boat.
Frank, you've never even fished from solid ground. What the fuck makes you think we're going to let you cast from a goddamn small boat?
Why won't you go? Why are you guys afraid to go in a boat?
With you, you fuck. You've never casted before. We're going to get hooked in the face. At least on land, I can fucking be 30 feet away from you.
I wonder if we're going to meet any Jackson Whites up there.
We might. I hope I do. I've never actually met an official Jackson White.
All right. We have to go to Spreecast, don't we?
We will.
All right, guys.
We're
take care, man.
We're going to wrap this up, actually. Frank, thank you very much for being you.
Thanks, Frank.
Steve, thank you for being a part of this tonight. I want to thank Mike Feedback for actually being a really good guest. And I hope all of you go to YouTube and look for Mike Feedback. That's M-I-K-E, Feedback. He's going to be putting something together very soon. And when he does, you'll hear about it from us. But hopefully you hear about it from somebody else, meaning he got successful. Anyway, Steve, thank you very much. Check out the DJ New Style Show. That's djneustyleshow.com. Download, subscribe, tell your friends. Don't forget Best in Show Radio, bestinshowradio.com. Hate Us Talk, they're on tomorrow night. That's hateustalk.com. And also, your Sunday night sugary sweet snack of talk radio. Sunday night? No. Anyway, I should be fucking stabbed in the heart with a fucking knife. That's Geeks of Rage Show. It's geeksofrageshow.com. If you, as a human, are not subscribed to geeksofrageshow.com and their podcast, I hope you are not a human very long. Anyway, thank you very much, and have a good week.